my dad, sadly, had had a heart attack on the Sunday. He came out of hospital on the Tuesday and my mum went in on the Wednesday. I think myself and I have two brothers and my dad, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. So we were just absolutely devastated because they're so good. You know, they work so hard and they're honest and they ask for nothing.
And this essentially was the retirement money?
It was indeed, yeah. But dad said, you know, they kind of feel a wee bit stupid now that they had so much money, you know, set aside. But from what I've been hearing since it happened, a lot of people seem to be doing the same. And I think that would be the message that they would hope to reach out to everybody, is that to put the money away somewhere in a bank or credit unions or whatever and not do that. But they had assumed that it was safe.
So this money was accumulated over many years.
Many years. And even, you know, Christmas presents, money wallets, the wallets and that were left. And when I looked, it was money wallets back a few years, and that they just had never used the money, put the wallet straight in, you know.
And was this their little nest egg?
It was. It was for their rainy day. This was for them to, when, you know, when Dad retired, to start travelling and, you know, do nice things that they've always wanted to do.
When did your father realise that the money had been stolen?
He came in initially and the back door was ajar, and it wasn't until he went up to use the bathroom that he noticed his bedroom light on, and went into the bedroom and the contents of wardrobes, drawers, everything just met him in the hallway. It was completely ransacked. Thankfully, Mum wasn't there at the time. Dad was absolutely devastated. He rang me and my initial thought was, he's having a heart attack. When I came over to the house to see him, my mum and dad have got very good neighbours, and they came into the house, got him a cup of tea, tried to get him settled, and the police had just landed at our heels. He was just grey and, you know, he felt horrible and really upset. I think embarrassed slightly as well.
Did you worry about the health of your parents, particularly your father, you mentioned, who had been in ill health?
Yeah. For my dad to go over to the hospital then and sit and as if nothing had happened, because he was so worried about Mum and he was just trying to keep her, you know, strong. And he felt, as did we, she didn't need to know this at this time, that it would only set her back.
And then as a daughter, and you have two brothers, yeah, how did you feel about your parents going through all of this?
Absolutely devastated. Nobody wants to see their parents so vulnerable and so hurt. And that they are so, so good, and they're always the first to help people. It's just heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
Some of the possessions, the jewellery that was taken, yeah, had such sentimental value.
It did.
And you'd like to get a message out there today.
They're just glad nobody was hurt, and money is replaceable, but the jewellery isn't. And there is a few key items. One being, it's approximately 22 to 25 inch curb chain, and it has a gold miraculous medal of Our Lady, and the other medal on it is Saint Rita. There's a garnet. It was my mum's eternity ring that my dad got her, and he never lets her forget. It was 3 weeks' wages back in 72, I think it was. There's also his wedding band, which had just become a wee bit worn at the back, and that's why that was in the safe, because Mum had always meant to go and get it repaired.
There's another side to the story in the generosity that you've seen from people.
Completely overwhelmed is the only words that I could use, and my parents have relayed that to me. I think I spent the whole day on Sunday, or on Saturday, going, sending messages back to people, and people lighting candles. I don't know how many candles they have lit for them, which means the world to my parents. We always hear about the bad and we never focus on the good, but there are so many good people.
You've seen two sides to human nature then?
Two sides, and as I say, I'll choose to remember the latter.